Mosul dam collapse will be worse than a nuclear bomb. We're joined on the line by Professor Nadir Al-Ansari. Professor Al-Ansari, a former consultant to the Iraqi Minister of Irrigation back in 1995, Professor of Water Resources and Environmental Engineering at the Luleå University in Sweden, and a published expert on the Mosul Dam. Professor Nadir, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
We're honored to have you with us on the program. Can you give us the history of the Mosul Dam? When was it built and how has it been maintained over time?
In fact, Mosul Dam, the study or investigations to build Mosul Dam dates back to the 50s. When Iraq was kingdom, and the first companies that investigated the site selection dates back to 1952. And in 1978, the government decided to build Mosul Dam, and it was given, the contract was awarded to a Swiss consortium composed of, as far as I remember, four companies from Switzerland, and they did the design of the dam, and the contractors which built the dam, they were 60% German, 40% Italian, and the construction started and was finished in 1986. So the first impounding was done in 1986. And in fact, when you look at the history of investigation, all the companies that worked on selecting a site for Mosul Dam, they gave their warning about the geology of the area. But it's, as far as I can see it, that there was underestimation of the problems, of the geological problems within the area where Mosul Dam was built. So this is the main problem of Mosul Dam.
You believe the collapse of Mosul Dam would be worse than throwing a nuclear bomb on Iraq. Explain to us this why.
Yes, I believe so, because if you look at any government which wants to build a dam, it will ask the designer also to do a failure model, just in case, you know, the dam fails for some reason or another. And if you look at the failure model, which was done by the Swiss consultant in 1986, and it was checked by the American after 2005, I think. The Americans, they said that the failure model which was produced by the Swiss consultant is okay. And last June, we had a meeting at the European Community in Brussels to discuss the consequences of the failure of Mosul Dam. And according to the reports which was issued by the EU and the American U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and the American Embassy in Baghdad, in fact, the casualties will be about 500,000 to 1,300,000 people, they will die. And then you will have another 7 million will be homeless due to the effect of flood. And this is just from a human point of view. Not to mention the destruction of the infrastructure of about 35 major cities on the banks of the Tigris from Mosul Dam downward, downstream to Baghdad, the capital. So if you look at it this way, it's worse than throwing a nuclear bomb on a city, really.
Yes, you spoke about it and the challenges in that regard and the current situation. In terms of the damage that has been done, how did the Mosul Dam get damaged?
The question is, how got it damaged?
Yes, some of the damages that has occurred.
What happened, the foundation, if you look at the rocks under the foundation of the dam, they are highly karstified jointed rocks. And there are four main beds of gypsum, which range in thickness from 10 to 18 meters. They are highly soluble in water. So when they started impounding these beds, they started to dissolve in water. And that caused the seepage. And that's why they started in 1986 a 24-hour program of grouting. But the grouting didn't stop the seepage, in fact. So the seepage was just kept constant, but not, they couldn't cut the seepage due to continuous dissolution of gypsum. And then what happened later, in fact, when Mosul Dam was occupied by ISIS, although it was a short period of time, but ISIS, they destroyed most of the grouting machines and the technicians, engineers, they ran away. So there was a period where there was no grouting. And the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, they released a report early this, the beginning of, in January, I think, 2016. And they calculated the amount of gypsum which was dissolved. And due to the fact that there was no grouting, what happened, in fact, there were some sort of partial local settlement happened in the dam. And this was confirmed by a Norwegian company which is called Globstar. They calculated and they, in fact, they gave photographs taken from satellites, imageries, which shows local settlements within the body of the dam. And then there was one of the bottom outlet gates. The dam has two bottom outlet gates. One of them was jammed in 2011, and nobody cared to repair that gate. In fact, this is very dangerous. Why? Because if there is a high flood coming, and then you can't get rid of the water using one gate only.
Yes, so...
So these are the problems of Mosul Dam.
However, we find that Iraqi officials have dismissed the claims that the dam is in imminent danger of collapsing. Are there any reasons why it is, you know, why they rejecting this?
This is a very good question. It has two answers. The first answer, in fact, Iraq in the past 2 years, they were very busy with internal problems. ISIS from one side, and then the conflict between the Sunni and Shiite parties. And so they didn't want an additional problem to be put on their shoulder. So they were denying the fact that Mosul Dam is in a critical situation. This is one. The second thing, from my own sources, when I talk to some officials that I know and some older friends, in fact, some of the people in politics, they try to use Mosul Dam and to take permission from certain companies. And there was a conflict between the politicians who can take the commission and things like that. So these two, corruption and the existing problems, political problems, let's say, and security problems, delayed to find a solution for Mosul Dam.
Is it expected that the dam is on a path to collapse, or can it be saved? What needs to happen?
In fact, what will happen, we have discussed this a lot, and in fact, in last May, we held a symposium in Stockholm, and we invited the best 10 specialized people in dams from all over the world. And all of them, they agree that the failure model, or the failure models which were studied on Mosul Dam by the Swiss consultants and the Americans, they are okay. And according to these models, if there is a partial or complete collapse of the dam, the wave will reach the first city, Mosul Dam, within 4 to 6 hours. And the height of the wave, of course, if it is, let's say, the impounding in the dam is at its normal working level, the the height of the wave will be around 30 meters in Mosul. And that means it will cover at least 80% of Mosul City, which is occupied by 2 million people. And then the wave will progress downstream till it will reach Baghdad within 48 hours. And when it will reach Baghdad, the height of the wave north Baghdad will be 4 meters. But Baghdad is a plain city, and it's occupied by at least 6 to 7 million inhabitants. And it will take about 18 hours to reach south Baghdad. And at that time, the wave height will be about 2 meters, and then within 30 kilometers downstream Baghdad, the wave will die.
Yes, that would be really tragic. We hope that the heat, the message is heeded, and that we don't find ourselves in that position. We really appreciate the valuable information that you've shared with us, Professor Nadir. It was an absolute pleasure chatting to you, and you've given us great insight. Thank you very much for your time on Radio Islam.
You are welcome. Most welcome. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.